Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
After this, after we're done recording, I'm going on Amazon. I'm getting you the fuck machine. It's time. Y'all, Poodle needs help. Hashtag help Poodle.
There's a traffic cone down there that a crew left. I'm going to go take possession of it.
Beep, beep, bless your heart and bless your asshole. Y'all, Poodle is wound tight.
This is reality gaze. It's been a day. It has been a week. Y'all, we got two more days. We're recording this on Friday this week. We got two more days of Mercury retrograde. And I don't think my phone's been fucked up. My computer's been fucked up. My internet's been fucked up. Everybody I know has been having discussions with everybody that are just ending poorly. It's the world is falling apart. And I just want to have sex with somebody. I want to have sex with somebody. Oh, I want to have sex with somebody. Oh,
sex.
Oh, I want to have sex with somebody. With somebody I don't know. That is my new anthem. With somebody I don't know.
With somebody I don't know. Wow. Let me turn on Do Not
somebody
Disturb.
Somebody I met on Grindr.
My dad was like, I walked out. He's like, are you done with your podcast? Haven't started yet. He's having technical problems. And my dad said, oh, well, I guess it's difficult then. And I said, it's difficult today. It's been a difficult day of getting technology to work.
That was kind of shady.
Well, sometimes my dad's shady. And then I gave him a piece of my Aunt Darla's meatloaf. And he said, tastes like mama's. And he was fine.
Oh, what's in your mama's meatloaf?
It's my Grandma Hazel's meatloaf. It's just what's in everybody else's meatloaf. Meatloaf, green peppers, onions, garlic powder.
I don't put green peppers in my meatloaf.
Do I put green peppers in my meatloaf? I grew up with it. I don't think I actually do, now that you said that. I don't think I do.
No, you put onions.
But I think I just put onions, yeah.
Yeah. I put red peppers in mine before to add some more veggies. No one gives a shit about this.
No one gives a shit about this.
Who gives a shit?
But, Jen, now do you put cheese? Some people put cheese in
their meatloaf. God, I would shit for days.
Aunt Peggy puts cheese in hers. Aunt Darla's does not. Grandma Hazel did not. And Aunt Darla and Aunt Peggy, who really haven't talked in years anyway, definitely use that as another point of contention that the other one makes shitty meatloaf.
Their brother is in serious cancer mode right now, allegedly, and they won't even speak to one another.
And Darla didn't talk to Peggy when Peggy had cancer. Y'all, trauma.
That's something.
Childhood trauma is real. And if you don't deal with it, then it comes out and it will destroy you and other people. That's all I have to say about
that. So go talk to someone. Go see a therapist. Y'all go to BetterHelp.
They're
going to be a sponsor of the show soon.
They are. My cousin just had a great experience with BetterHelp. But it is sad because no one is right and no one is wrong. They both have valid things that it's a lot of hurt. But what do you do? So anyway.
Maybe one will kill the other.
I don't think they'll get to that point, but don't fuck with Lamar.
What can you do? And so I was saying that's what you can do.
I still haven't told the story about Aunt Peggy and Darla when my dad got divorced. I think I'm going to save that for a live show.
Save that for another live show. Yeah.
I think
That's a great story.
So y'all, this is, go ahead, Poodle.
This is Reality Gaze, and this is Summer House, otherwise known as Southern House, because Southern we're doing a little bit of Southern charm secrets.
We're going to talk about Southern Charm 713, season 713, Secrets Revealed. There's not enough to talk about that for an hour. So we're just going to talk about that for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then we're going to talk about Summer House. So if you don't give a two fucks about Southern Charm, just fast forward about 15 minutes. And then
however long we talk.
And then we're going to jump into Summer House.
You know, it is actually quite kismet that we are putting these shows together, because unfortunately, collective sigh, they're coming out with something on Bravo, some monstrosity, some Frankenstein of a show called Winter House,
and it
involves Southern Charm people. It's at least Craig and Austin. I think they're the only ones who are such attention whores. They'll do it all for that.
I'm from Southern Charm, and then from Summer House, Paige is coming. Hannah is coming. Yeah. Kyle, Amanda, Lindsay,
Sierra.
And
so far,
pardon?
Sierra.
And Sierra is coming. And what did I thought I just saw?
They should just also add like Snagglepuss. So it's like Marvel. What is those Olympics they would do? Show of shows. Snagglepuss. They'll throw in Tom from Tom and Jerry, and then Tom will like fuck Lindsay halfway through, and she's like, "Tom, I think we're together."
It's gonna be a lot of STIs, new STIs introduced into that house. Well, maybe not. We haven't seen the episode where Craig and Shep came to Winter House, came to Summer House, but apparently that was a big deal.
Yeah, I saw it. Craig going, "So what do you do around here for fun?
What do you do around here?" So anyway, we don't know if we're going to cover that or not. If you ask Poodle today when he's had one of the worst weeks in his life, he says absolutely not. If you talk to him after he's been ramrodded by three guys in a weekend, he might.
You know what? All things are possible. With God, with Dick, all things are possible.
With God or Dick. And or Dick. I'm gonna say God's not upset when we talk about dick, y'all. You can suck it, you can fuck it. God loves it. It's fine. He made it. Okay, we're gonna jump in.
Jump into the show. I want
Southern Charm.
Southern Charm Secrets, otherwise known as basically moments so irrelevant to the storyline of the show that they could not be included.
But we just want another episode for advertising dollars.
Because they normally do more episodes per season.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was
with COVID, they got kind of fucked and they didn't have enough to like do.
So we're going to squeeze out the sweaty, dirty underwear of Shep and Craig and wring out the sweat, and we're going to give it to your open mouths. That's exactly what they did.
That's kind of what you want when it comes
I'm like a baby bird. I would gladly, you know how when you're having sex and it's getting hot and someone's sweating all over you?
Wait a second. Just let me get there.
I'm kind of okay with getting really sweaty.
Oh, we're in sex. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not okay with it getting their sweat all over my bed. So I have what's often called a play blanket that I throw down.
Okay. Please don't call it a play blanket like a 2-year-old toddler. Please don't do that.
Y'all, you just should have seen his face right now. Like he just, his eyes said anywhere but here.
Exactly. I've already been waiting 3 hours to do the podcast because of tech issues.
Someone once called it a play blanket and it stuck.
Well, it should unstuck. They need to process their own childhood infantile trauma. Anyway, So we're going to do this, and we're not going to go through the whole thing because it just doesn't, it's just not kind of worth it. So we're going to, this is a throwback to some of our TV tea time listeners.
We're going to give you some tea bags.
We're going to give you some tea bags.
We're going to teabag our listeners.
So Poodle and I are each going to have a tea bag that we're going to give you. So Poodle, what's your first tea bag of a Southern Charm moment from this episode?
My first tea bag, it goes hand in hand with another tea bag later, but that... Austin says, Craig wears bracelets and he's really feminine and thinks that we are dating. And I would only imagine that Craig would say, we're not dating. Wait, we're not dating.
We're not dating. I thought we were a couple. I thought you said the other night when you were inside me that you loved me and you wanted to marry me.
But there's something about him saying that Craig is feminine. And honestly, it's a little interesting hearing him say that because Craig might be a little feminine in his mannerisms. Just this is talking as a gay man. But like Austin is so quote unquote feminine in how he behaves with like Madison.
I was going to say, if we're going to go there, which we don't think is a good thing to do, actually.
That's gross.
Yeah. But if you're going to do that, don't look who's calling the kettle pink. Because it's interesting when I think of energetically who carries more feminine things.
Austin.
To me, it is 100%. Austin. And I mean that in like Austin's really, and I think that's part of what Austin's problem with dating. Yeah. I think Austin. Craig is too, I guess, feminine, masculine. Again, I hate even saying those kind of things.
I feel like we're getting into an area where, I only took it on because they talked about it.
They said it. You're calling out their bullshit of saying it. But Craig is much more. Craig embraces the artistic, and the quote unquote qualities that have been labeled as feminine.
Right. He does. He sews.
Yes, whereas Austin...
He's much more comfortable in his body than Austin. He is,
and Austin doesn't. And I think if Austin didn't... Because Austin's, you can tell, Austin's a super, super, super... And I mean this in a positive word. A lot of people think the word sensitive is a negative because y'all...
No.
Jake and I were called sensitive boys.
We were called... He's quite a musical boy, isn't he?
Or like women are often called sensitive, and that's like a nice way of people saying they're crazy.
Yeah.
We hate that, and we're not using... I like to take back the word, and I think sensitive is strong, sensitive is beautiful. And I think Austin is very sensitive.
He's very emotional. He's very emotional.
Very emotional, and unable, I think a lot of his struggle is he tries to quote unquote act like a man when he's denying his emotional. Yeah,
There's a dissonance there, which is why he's
We just
unhappy.
Read you, Austin.
I agree. No, I completely agree with it. He is actually one of the most interesting people on the show for me because I keep watching the evolution of Austin. And I think he's on it next season trying to like hopefully he's away from Sea Witch.
Although, y'all, spoiler alert, we heard they're back together.
I know.
We heard that they were together.
And it's one of the reasons.
She's horrible for him.
He's trying to, like, make her into what he wants her to be. And that's never going to happen.
Do you think that? I think there's not so much what he wants her to be. I think it's what he thinks they can be. I think Austin thinks they can be like a power couple, like a power reality TV couple.
Nope. She has already outed herself as one of the thirstiest people ever. And
true.
And that it's a shame because she was handling herself really well on social media until all of this happened. And now she's just like dehydrated. She's all like it's just thirsty, thirsty attention.
Yep.
It's unfortunate. That's mine. What's yours?
My teabag is whoop. Boop, boop, alert, alert, alert. Craig is wearing a backwards hat. Alert, Craig is wearing a backwards hat.
No, I've
always thought Craig was attractive, but this just took me over the limit.
I would beg for it for Craig. We'd be in the bathroom together. I'm like, so you sure I can't give you a blowy?
I'm blowy, and he thinks it means a bump of coke.
Yeah.
I've never thought of Craig as a top, but when he turned that backwards, had that hat around backwards, I was like, I just want to go down on you, blow you, and I want you to mount me like a jockey at Santa Anita.
And I feel like he would kind of have that little look, and he would kind of smile while he was fucking you.
Yes. Like, his hair would kind of fall down in front of his face. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Oh my God, this feels just like a woman, but with a little bit more stubble on your face. I love it. Y'all, it doesn't feel the same. It's different. I'm hurt.
I need to bring up the fact, this is my second teabag, that I was personally offended when Landon came on my screen.
Okay. They like flashback show, and I kind of jolted. I just went,
Y'all, she's the worst cast member ever.
Oh.
Landon, who talked like this, who kind of had a speech impediment. Oh, she was so awful.
She was
the
awful.
Worst cast member ever, who answered everything with a question. Thomas? We weren't doing the show. We weren't doing Southern Charm when Landon was on, but Landon was the absolute worst.
I kind of wish we were.
I hate her. I hate her so much.
I know you hate her so much. My next teabag was, y'all, again, I called it, they're playing beer pong with Whitney and Austin and Shep and Craig, and someone says something about Craig's pubes, and Craig's like, I love that you think that I have pubes, y'all.
Because we called it. They've been listening.
It is so smooth. It is like you barely need hardly any KY jelly. It's just like a little dollop will do you. It's like Daisy. just like a little dollop of stuff.
Have a dollop of Daisy. Have a dollop of KY.
Hey, wait a minute. I can't do sour cream because I'm lactose intolerant. So can you just get a stick of butter?
I'm really vegan lately.
Wait. it's beyond how it really is. You know, who was it? Somebody said was in this. And I know Andy talked about how they talked about Craig really had the most kind of evolution in the entire show. More than any other cast member. I have to say, when they show these flashbacks, y'all, they showed a lot of like young Craig sewing pillows and stuff like that in this episode too.
He's grown up so much. He's
also, now he didn't look great on the reunion, but when he gets on camera, Craig has also had the best evolution of hotness. He looked kind of like this young twink, and I was not attracted to him at all.
The beard and does now, everything for him.
Yeah, and now he's kind of grown into a more of a just older, like. Just a man, and I'm just like, Craig, who are you?
I actually need to say something, and I'm embarrassed that I think this. Austin with those glasses and that chunky sweater was actually looking good to me.
Okay, thank you for saying that, because I didn't want to bring it up.
I want to throw myself out my window right now.
But sometimes, I have to say this, Austin looks really attractive in this
episode. I know, and I feel disgusting saying that. And I feel like, and I'm apologizing for it right now, because I really don't feel like I should ever think that. And I feel gross for thinking that.
Because his hair, like he has beautiful hair. He does his hair well. He just opens his mouth, and then you lose your boner.
And then I have a problem with his like raspy voice. And that big old tongue of his.
Medicine. I only have a problem with the tongue.
But I lick your asshole, and it feels like a St. Bernard's giving you a rim job. Just.
But I'll be honest, that chunky sweater and those glasses were doing it for me. Maybe I was just horny. I don't know.
Water is wet, and so are you. Y'all.
I want to say one other thing.
I'm such a vapid gay man, because that's all that I have to talk about this show. Yeah, really. So whatever you want to talk about.
But we're acting like everyone listening out there is not as like, vapid as we are. Y'all, you're all that girl. You all looked at Austin and went, would I do it? Oh, wait, I would.
You would. Oh, I do have something else, but maybe you're going to bring it up.
No, so I was going to say, y'all, Pat, we did a little expose of Miss Pat and Michael, and it turned out Pat
I loved this.
Got Michael, or employed Michael, because There was a woman who Michael had been working for who died, and Pat literally kind of bought him from the woman
before she was buried. And I went, this is a Poodle Boudreaux move. And honestly, it's kind of a Matt Maher move too.
Yeah.
If I heard you, if you're a good butler, and I'm like,
I did enjoy when she's like, he's like, yes. He's like, well, what do you make? He's like, well, in investments, I don't know. She's like, you're probably worth more money than me. And Michael's like, yes, I am.
Yes,
girl, I got Bitcoin money.
Bitcoin money. She read D.
I think that's about it. I did want to say that there was a moment when I believe it was it Shep and some others and Craig, they put ketchup on their hot dogs, and I lost my mind. Because ketchup, y'all, does not belong on a hot dog.
Well, that's a very Chicago thing, right?
I know. It's disgusting.
Wait, in Chicago, do they hate it?
In Chicago, they put raw tomatoes on their hot dogs.
But they hate it when you put ketchup on their hot dogs, I think, right?
The world does. New York hates it when you put ketchup on hot dogs.
No, there's like a famous hot dog shop. Come at us, sissies. There's a famous hot dog shop in Chicago. And either, I think, like when you put, like, they don't even have ketchup. And if you try to do it, they get really angry.
Well, no, ketchup does not belong on hot dogs. Ketchup does not belong on hamburgers. Ketchup belongs on French fries.
Okay. let's chop this up to things we don't care that much about and Poodle has an opinion.
Here's the thing. Ketchup is a dipping condiment.
It doesn't matter.
And if
I don't
you put
care.
Ketchup on your eggs, you are a savage.
No, you do what you want.
Nope.
Some people have some
you know
people
what you
make
put on hot dogs? People, you know what you put on hot dogs? You put
ass.
You put mustard, onions, relish, or chili. And a Chicago hot dog has all, and some kraut, maybe.
And
ketchup,
mayo.
Ketchup does not. No.
Mayo. You put mayo. Yeah. Or Miracle Whip.
Nope. Fuck you with your Miracle Whip coming in here. Don't bring that shit in here. I'm just saying ketchup.
I got it.
It's not necessary. It is a dipping condiment.
Okay, ketchup, we gave ourselves a 15 minute
Fuck
limit.
Off.
We have to stop. There's one other thing we should bring up that is actually plot worthy. Y'all, Leva goes with Danny. Danny has an old ring from someone that she was engaged to. And y'all, she sells her ring to help fund her storing her eggs. This ring was $22,000.
Good for her ex-fiance.
Good for her ex-fiance and good for Danny. She's going to use that money to save them eggs.
Good for her. I was happy about that.
Y'all, this is really not Southern of me. If you have a ring that was over $22,000, I want to see that picture. I want to see that ring because that's a lot of money.
It's an expensive ring.
Like, yeah. I think the most I could spend on an engagement ring would be like 10 grand. And even then, that would be a lot. $22,000?
The idea of they say the 3 month salary rule.
That's bullshit.
That's outdated. I think you should just get something that both you and you obviously know your fiance well enough when you buy an engagement ring. And you get something that looks good, that obviously preferably not some kind of fake cubic zirconia or something like that. But even a small diamond is wonderful. Something that's like understated, that says, I love you. Here's what's to come. Blah, blah, blah. You don't need a huge motherfucker of an engagement ring. You're already going to have a wedding ring.
Speak for yourself.
No, I really believe this. We should be reasonable in our engagement ring choices. You don't need 3 months salary.
I agree. We should. Yeah. I'm teasing you. I agree. Do
you don't
you
need, if you make.
I'm just saying, if you have a $20,000 ring, I want to see it. I love jewelry.
But like, if you make $5,000 a month, that's, I think the 3 month rule comes from, it should make you hurt a little bit. The idea, it should kind of hurt
stupid.
You a little
it
bit.
Shouldn't
and
hurt you.
And that's dumb too.
This is very male perspective. I wonder if there's so many women, maybe not, that are like, no, I don't know.
But you're going to, there's going to be a wedding ring as well. Yeah. So, and usually they're, you know, they go together, but you know, again, you're right. This is a very gay male perspective. Oh, we perspective. Don't buy rings. We don't buy engagement rings.
There's somebody who's like, bitch, I'm listening to these guys and they are wrong about rings.
If you
rings.
Knew how many rings I've thrown back in men's faces.
just cock rings. Just cock rings. And they're cheap.
Can we start the southern yep. the summer house?
Yeah, that secret's revealed, y'all. That secret's revealed. Okay, let's jump into summer house. Season 5, episode 3, The Sandwich Between Us. Now, this was a good name for a show.
It was. I feel like this was such a lackluster episode.
And maybe this is
how this season is going
to
go.
I need to stop seeing clips and so much being said about their work schedules. I just don't want to see that.
It's so obnoxious, right?
I don't
want
to see that. I want to see people partying all weekend, being stupid, being frivolous, getting drunk, making bad decisions.
And eating after they're drunk. That's my favorite moment.
Yes, I don't want to see people fucking talking about spreadsheets. They keep showing like Danielle working. She's like, well, the quarter of report.
I don't give a fuck about Danielle's job.
This just reminds me of my cubicle warrior job, and that's not why I watch this show.
I agree. This season is different, and I hope the editing favors less of what people are working on.
Y'all, we'll have to be. If you jumped on this first, this is your first season of Summer
this
House.
This is not what Summer House is.
We apologize. This is not. Watch season 3. Watch season 4.
Season 3 of Summer House is when I kind of started watching a little bit of it. The latter half of season 3 is killer. Season 4, the first part of season 4 is amazing.
So it just better editing team, Bravo, get it together.
If I hear the word
spreadsheet or deadline one more time, I'm gonna fucking go insane.
Or gotta go to bed. Time to go to bed, you guys. It's 10:30. I'm like, no, you have to get up and like get drunk and jump in the pool and hook up with the girl.
Exactly.
All those things.
But let's jump back to where we left them. Y'all, it's still Sunday night. They just had dinner. Hannah is crying her eyes out because she just had a conversation with Luke. It did not go well. And Luke keeps saying this threatening thing that I don't like. Choose your words wisely. Hannah.
Gross.
But Hannah's completely losing her shit.
And she says, stop texting me good night. Stop texting me altogether. And she's basically crying. She's like, you brought this girl into this house to make me feel bad. And they show clips. He cock blocked her all summer long. He cock blocked her with Austin. He cock blocked her with every guy that was around.
You didn't finish the thought. He brought the girl in, but when he saw her with other guys, he flipped out and cock blocked her.
He cock blocked her.
And so basically Luke keeps saying his basis in a lot of this is he's just saying we were friends. And Ciara, who is quickly becoming one of my favorite.
Ciara,
who's, I can't remember her fucking name, but she's becoming one of my favorite people.
She's my favorite. What's her name?
She's kind of like the Julie from Real World. I'm totally dating myself on this, but she's kind of like
You're old.
She's kind of like the Julie or like the Cameron from Summer for Southern Charm, who's kind of like the reasonable one in the house, because she says to Luke, she says, are you diminishing what you guys had? And Luke's
she's
like,
keeping it real.
And Luke kind of really doesn't have a response to that. He keeps saying no, but basically I don't know. What do you think?
Well, he keeps saying that he was very upfront. He tells Ciara, she's like, Hannah's like my best friend. So like, and he tells Ciara, I like you. I always have.
But Hannah brings this up later and says, you don't come in your best friend's mouth twice in a summer.
No, you don't come in your sister. She's like, I love you. You're like my sister. And he's like, you don't ejaculate in your sister's mouth twice. That was what it was.
Yeah, agreed. You don't.
Only in gay porn do you ejaculate in your brother's mouth twice.
No, you don't, because it's not your real brother.
They are not related. That's all part of this.
And so he acts like she
I
want to
go on record saying I have not ejaculated in any relative's mouth.
Good for you. Good for
Sorry
you.
Sorry I have to say that, but I just want to go on record.
I'm glad. even Sierra is kind of like, I feel like there are mixed signals because he didn't tell her about Sierra at all.
Here's the thing, y'all. He's a fucking fuckboy.
He's That's a fuckboy who got caught.
Yeah, he's a fuckboy. And here, this is the worst thing, y'all. Luke is what I call a class president. They need to be liked by everybody. And you can't do that without letting down some people. So you're going to let down some people, and then you're going to get really mad that you let down some people, and you're going to double down on that. And you're still going to be everybody's Boy Scout. He's too Minnesota for his own good. This fucking class president vibe needs to go. He's been everyone's favorite from the beginning. And I see through it and I hate it, which is why I kind of, even though he's hot, he's the least hot person in the house to me. And I know that's weird.
Some sissies don't agree with us. They've come through on there like, are you kidding? And because they would.
I agree. And I'm just saying what I feel. Like, I would take Kyle over Luke any day.
I just want to say this.
I would take Steven over Luke.
Oh, yeah. I think Steven's really attractive.
Me too.
Sissies, I'm going to say this, and this is a read, and I'm reading you for filth, but I'm going to say this.
They fucking came at us.
And I might get letters for this, but I'm going to say, if you think Luke is the guy you would fuck from Summer House,
you need to fucking process that shit.
You date bad guys, and you need to fix that, or things aren't going to end well for you.
Because
he is an unavailable guy.
If you think Carl's the guy you'd hook up with, girl, come sit by me. Because we both know what we need to work on.
And if you want to fuck Steven, that's probably who I'd be fucking, y'all, because Steven has a 401k and I have a hard on.
I think he has other problems, though.
Yes, I think
he just knows how to act well on television.
Well, we'll talk about that. So, but should we
take a commercial?
Let me finish talking about Sierra and Luke, we can do that. I think Sierra says basically, she's like, you know, I feel bad for Hannah, but I do still have there's a history of Luke. She can't deny that she's attracted to him. And so we're kind of left with, she's trying to be there for Hannah and like be a new friend to her. But Sierra does see what's going on, but she still wants that D.
Right.
So that's all I wanted to say. And on that,
let's take a commercial.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Okay, we're back.
Where are we?
Let's, you know what? While we were on break and...
Oh, Lord.
I actually was checking our Twitter and we got a tweet from, and so it's interesting because we're about to talk about Lindsay a lot, and we got a tweet from a sissy who said, "God is my witness, I'm going to get you to appreciate Lindsay. She's TV gold. You see a browbeating maniac. Yes, I see.
I do."
She said, "I see," but this is a good point because she said, "I see a self-assured woman. Her mother ditched her family, but Lindsay still went on to be successful." Which is very true. Meanwhile, Carl gets fired from 3+ jobs, but gets a clap for making the bed. That's fair.
You know what? Sissy's right.
That sissy is right and fucking. And because we want to fuck, and we admit it, because we want to fuck Carl,
we give him a pass a lot of times.
We get dickmatized. Mm-hmm. We get dickmatized. So that's fair. Now, do I still think Lindsay has a little bit of codependency issues? Yeah.
Let's talk about Lindsay.
But she did really, she was ditched young by her mother. And she
Have
talked
you
about,
ever made me a sandwich?
Save it. Okay, everybody, let's talk about Lindsay. I do think Lindsay is TV gold, and I don't know. I remember, in some seasons, I really like Lindsay, and I go back and forth on her.
She was much better in the previous seasons that I've seen. I think she only has problems when she's been drinking, for me.
Yeah.
And then she's quite reasonable.
But I also think what I really like about this storyline is that I think, I like this storyline, but then I don't like it because, y'all, this storyline is real life for me, not for me personally, but for so many of my girlfriends that are my age, that are in Los Angeles right now, that are in their late 30s and 40s. And a lot of them are having this, like, do I have a baby?
Right.
Not because they need to. Women don't need to have a baby. And I also want to say, you don't need a fucking man to have a baby, Lindsay. I mean, yes, it's expensive, but you can raise a child on your own and be a fantastic mother.
But that's not what she wants.
But
she
that's
wants
not what
the
she
whole
wants.
Family. She wants the mom,
and a lot
dad.
Of women yeah. and men. But a lot of women go through this, I think, around our age here in California. Now, in Oklahoma, they go through this when they're 24 because everybody gets fucking married here early. And then you're divorced by 31. So, but...
Second marriage, second chance.
But again, I part of me, like the psychologist in me, loves this kind of thought process of what Lindsay's trying to go through. But as a fun person who just wants to watch people get drunk and fuck each other, I'm like, I don't want to hear about your life plan to get married and have kids. I want y'all to just fuck each other on a summer house.
I think the biggest problem is how she is, like her friend, even Danielle says, she's looking over all the signs that are coming at her that he doesn't want to be that person for her.
Yes.
And
Danielle says Lindsay's forcing this relationship because she's getting older and she's desperate for it to work. Y'all,
that's honestly what it feels like.
That is what it feels like. And that makes me sad because I know so many women who have done this.
So
because
what would you,
they feel like this is their last stand to have children.
So what would you say to them?
I would say to them that, and you know, y'all, life is not about what we want. It's about what we get and the most that we make of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for so many, y'all, I still have regrets in that I expected to be farther on with my own personal career and stuff than I am now. I know you did too, but it's this, you have to let go of those expectations.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and for a lot of my girlfriends that for Lindsay, if I would tell Lindsay, like, look, you want to be a mom? You want to have a, like, let go of the idea that you need to have, that you need to do that with a husband. It would be great if you could, but have you ever stopped it? Because some women don't even consider, they don't even think about the option. And it's, what did you just say? You said something, you were reading some meditation book or something, and it talked about when you see a problem. You don't even remember. Yeah, you said something really great to me. And I went, that's a really good quote. It was like, when you see a problem, to step back and look at all the things surrounding it or something like that.
I know what it was. When you run across what you think is a problem and take a moment and step back and then really just take a moment, and then you'll realize maybe after examining it from all sides that it never was really a problem. It's something you can easily find your way around.
Yeah, and I just want, not that it's easy to have kids, but maybe not having a husband to have a child and a family, maybe that's not a problem. Maybe that's an opportunity.
Well,
what do you think?
My thing is, expectation is the opposite of contentment. And exactly. That is not to say you should not have expectations of what, but as soon as you put designs on a relationship, you guys, like, this is going to be the guy I have children with, this is it. Expectation, you will never be happy if you are always thinking about that goal,
because you're thinking, we've had so many friends, they get with a guy and you can tell they're like, this guy's the one. So instead of like enjoying dating, they're just waiting to get engaged.
Yeah, like Lindsay putting her plan on paper. Ugh.
Yes, and then getting in, and then when they get engaged, instead of enjoying the engagement, they just say things like, "I just want to be married
already.
Can't
wait till I'm married already. Can't wait."
And
till
then
I have
when
my
they're married, child. And then when they're married, it's like, "Oh, I just can't wait to have kids." And I just wanted to shake them and be like, "Be happy that you're just with someone who loves you.
Yeah.
And
enjoy
that.
Enjoy your relationship time. Enjoy your engagement. Enjoy your time married without children. Enjoy your pregnancy. All of that." Here's the thing:
maybe don't enjoy your pregnancy. Well, if
but
you
I'm,
feel
I'm
like
saying
it.
I'm yeah, saying yeah. not putting things on your pregnancy.
Exactly.
But I'm saying, if you're worried about your age, if you're 40. And you're just got engaged, freeze those eggs if you can.
That's a thing I've recommended a lot to my girlfriends. There's so much, and y'all, we get it. We're two gay men talking about this. I'm really kind of speaking as a mouthpiece for, you know, I'm friends with guys, but I'm friends with mostly women. So I just have a lot of girlfriends that have confided with me and cried to me and talked to me about this. So I'm hope I'm echoing it well. If I'm not coming,
but this,
they'll let me
but
know.
This desperation will only lead you to non-contentment. You will always be upset.
And I know it's privilege and money that it takes to freeze your eggs. So I know that's not something easy to do. And also I think it's painful to extract them. So I don't want to act like it's like men. It's not like giving fucking sperm, which you just, and that's it. However, if you are this stressed about this and you have the option to work, I agree with you. I've told friends, freeze your eggs. You're still going to have stress, but then at least you know you're not shutting the door forever on something you might, that you want so badly.
Because everyone who's watching this is like, poor fucking Steven, because she is intent on this, and whatever he thinks, she's going to get what she wants.
Well, so I think this goes down to, this is about love languages. It's interesting that they talk about that. I don't know if they necessarily see all of the love language, because from the little bit I'm seeing, we don't know how interested Steven is in Lindsay, but if Steven is committed to Lindsay, a lot of men, when they realize women want to like walk down the aisle with them, what do? They feel like, I'm not ready to be a husband. I'm not ready to be a father because I haven't made it in my career. I'm not totally self-sufficient. I don't own a home. So again, a lot of the men have pressure and future thinking, but also, how do I provide for this child and for this family? And I wonder if Steven is working so hard because he's putting that pressure on himself and Lindsay doesn't see it.
That is completely possible. I think everything can be revealed by what he has said to her, that I came here not because I wanted to, but I came here to support you. I came here to be with you in this time. I'm not a Stephen advocate here, you guys. I'm just repeating what he is telling her is my support for you, my love language for you. For you is to come here. This is my time. And she does not, she sees the quality time for her is time with just them in a space. And I don't know if she, and I doubt this, Lindsay has never really been in a relationship in the house. So she's wanting to hang out. I'm defending Stephen here. Lindsay's wanting to hang out with her friends, but also have her boyfriend at arm's length. So
yeah, I agree.
I seriously doubt they're having one-on-one quality time together ever.
Well, they do at the end of the episode.
Well, but I'm saying that's because he has to do it. I think this is unwinnable for him. And I know you said we had a listener who pointed out Lindsay's going to destroy. And Carl said this, Lindsay's going to blow up every relationship unless she can bulldoze her way through it.
I think Lindsay is not, a part of Lindsay is not happy with herself.
And amen.
She's not content with herself. So therefore, she's got to put this pressure on someone to make her happy. When if she was just happier with herself, I think she could still ask Stephen for time. Because I do think, like Danielle said, it's fucking ridiculous that Stephen wants to work at 10:47 at
night. It is. It totally is. And he's doing that. He's doing that because... I guarantee you, not defend him, but he's doing that because being with, I don't think he's ever really experienced what it's like being with Lindsay and all of her friends
And we don't know what he's like in a relationship like. I think, again, it's figuring out. I've been in a relationship, my current boyfriend, he's a very, very hard worker. And when we would go do things, he would be a little bit more of, he would think just by being there and being in the same room with me meant that was him being there. And that's not, so in Lindsay's defense.
And that's not good for you.
But in Lindsay's defense, that's not being there. I think they both need, I would want to ask both of them, Stephen, what is your definition of being there for Lindsay?
Right.
And Lindsay, what's your definition of you being there for Stephen?
Yeah.
Because a lot of this conversation too was all about what Stephen needs to do for her. There wasn't a lot of conversation about how Lindsay supports Stephen.
Right. Also, when he should not have said, "Can you make me a sandwich?" Because that was the beginning of the end. That was the beginning of the end.
Y'all, we just had a really rational adult conversation about this. And I think that's great. However, I think we could best describe to you, for some of you that saw this and don't know what was going on, I think the best way we could describe this, Poodle, I think this is our first reality gay summer house theater.
Summer house theater.
Suck a dick.
You were so behind.
You were way early. Yeah.
Catch up.
Poodle be playing the role of Lindsay. I'll be playing the role of Stavi, aka Steven, and C. Hey babe, what's up?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm just kind of hungry. Could you get me do I have some Cheez-Its or?
What do you mean? What do you want? I haven't seen you the whole day.
Hey, babe, we woke up in the bed together. We got ready.
Yeah, and you woke up and you jerked off and I saw you and you jerked off on my hip. What the fuck, Steven?
I looked at you. Through the glass, your reflection the whole time.
You know what?
What's happening?
You have not supported me once when I was here. What do you want from me?
I'm frustrated too right now, you know? You don't have to be so dramatic about this.
Say you want a sandwich? I want a sandwich. I want a fucking sandwich. How many sandwiches have you made for me?
I have not.
And you know what?
But I came to support you.
I know you
don't ask me how my work day is. How's my work day? Ask me how my work day is.
You sit there on your phone all day. I can tell you how it's going to be. But you know what? I know you came in to support me. You know what my love language is. What is my love language? What is my love language?
Eating your pussy out.
No, what is my... That's how we are when we're special love time. What is my love language?
Oprah.
No, begins with a Q.
Q-Bert. I love that game. You like
quality
playing video
time.
Game.
My love language quality is quality time.
Okay, quality. Okay, quality time.
And yours,
okay.
I know, is touch. Yours, I know,
oh,
is
yeah,
touch.
Oh, yeah, babe. Touch
you
that to be, dick. Touch
I need,
hairy balls.
I need
touch
you.
Oh,
I need
what?
You. Huh? I need you.
I'm hungry. I want a sandwich. Would you mind going to give me a roast beef?
Fuck you.
And scene. That's basic. It was just her screaming at him. And my favorite thing of what she said is, Lindsay, y'all, Lindsay says, in all seriousness, I'm just a highly empathetic person.
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm a highly empathetic person. I don't Poodle, know if she's it, using that it, word correctly.
What does empathetic mean? I know, but just for our listeners.
Empathy means that you can pick up on, you are good at sensing other people's feelings on a topic, or
you put yourself in their
you
shoes.
Can put yourself in people's shoes. You can, I mean, highly empathetic usually means that you're kind of connected to the feelings of people around you,
and that you understand and are almost sometimes even processing how they are experiencing the situation.
Exactly. You're doing more. It's like during COVID, I don't always sound like it, but I'm a pretty empathetic person. And I take on energy of people around me, especially from COVID and things like that. And so I have to like let that go. But I don't know if Lindsay's,
I don't
exactly
know if Lindsay's
what I would...
really feeling what Steven's going through right now.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what that I like Lindsay. And again,
for her,
like our Twitter user, I get it. She is successful and she didn't have a mom, but just because you don't have a mom and you raised yourself and became a successful person doesn't mean you can be so self-involved.
Yeah, I feel like she can be a boss and do all that, but and I do think that the cameras will always draw to her for drama.
I just think Lindsay's not happy if you're not talking about Lindsay.
I agree. I mean, honestly, she's not my favorite person in the house.
And anytime we've seen her blow up at other people in the house, it is because she feels like she's not getting what she deserves.
I also think she gets along much better with the guys in the house and Danielle, who she's known forever.
Guys in the house that she's not romantically involved with.
True. Yeah.
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 Yeah. You can tell that like her and Paige and Hannah,
and
Amanda, they all can't stand one another. Oh. Y'all, never, never.
Nerp per nerp.
Nope, nope, nope. Nope, 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 nope.
There's a little bit about Perry calling Paige that I think is interesting, that Perry calls her boyfriend and says, I'm looking at the apartment. You want to go to Miami for a couple months? And she's like, maybe not.
Maybe not. Perry is hot, though. Man.
I agree. I
like
get
to
it.
See him shirtless. Ooh. Y'all, he kind of has this like Bobby Cannavale Italian face, and you just want to, ooh, nice dick.
Said it.
It's the next morning, and again, y'all, it's shots of them working. Everybody's working. See that building day after day after day after day. I was the one who did the line.
I was the one who posted the Instagram filter.
I was the one who did a podcast. See that building. I'm working and working and working. Anyway, I was the publicist who published that article. I was the one who made that alcohol. Y'all, that is a deep cut from James Taylor's
It's not just James Taylor.
James Taylor and
Stephen Schwartz.
Schwartz.
It's like Craig Cornelia. It's like 11 authors.
It's 11. It's a musical in the 70s.
I love it. You called it James Taylor's working. James Taylor wrote like two of those songs.
They were good songs.
Stephen Schwartz wrote most of those songs.
I think he did write Working, actually.
Yeah. I like it. From James Taylor's Working.
Y'all, Working, it's a very dated musical,
all the monologues are from Studs Terkel's interviews, who is a guy who interviewed working people.
Yeah.
It's dated, but they just did a kind of a revised version about 10 to 12 years ago with, there were some Lin-Manuel Miranda songs.
Really?
Yeah, that was like more updated to what kind of slightly more modern people would do. Yeah. Well, and it reordered and I think they left out a couple things. But there's something like the racist teacher. I think they left out the racist teacher. Nobody tells me how.
We cut that person out when I did it too. Yeah.
When she's basically like, yeah, someone comes in and their name's Alvarez. I don't know what to teach them. They can't. All these kids now, they don't even work hard. It's kind of awful.
It's an awful, awful monologue. Awful monologue. And it's not representative of, I think, the teachers in our country at all.
Especially these days.
Who are, again, shout out to teachers who are still going at it. Hopefully, we're going to get back to school soon. Hopefully. Okay. So, what we're dealing with. So,
the next thing I have to say is Hannah and Luke still aren't talking.
No, and Luke even says, like, I'm so glad I didn't sleep with her. You know, because women get crazy when you sleep with them, Luke.
And he's worried about how it's affecting Sierra.
That's all he cares about.
So shitty.
Y'all think about it. He doesn't care about Hannah. He just cares about his next piece of pussy.
I'm telling y'all, class president syndrome. You have to be liked by everybody.
Yeah.
You have to be like the white knight, because I guarantee you he was the most popular person in his high school. Everyone, and he can't handle it when someone doesn't like him or doesn't want to be best friends with him.
And I don't think Luke is a bad guy. I don't think he has a bad heart.
He's a bad guy in sheep's clothing. I'm going to say it now.
I think he is just a beautiful, white, straight male who's always gotten everything he wants.
I think that's giving him too much credit.
Okay.
I think that inside, whenever he's in a place where he is not quarterback of the football team or the hockey team or class president, he does not know how to relate to anyone else.
Okay, that's fair.
And yeah, I find him kind of a miserable person. Yeah, I'm not a Luke fan.
You would let him fuck you though.
Yeah, without question.
Okay.
I don't have to like you to fuck you. As is evidenced by my whole, like, with the bodies I have laid out behind me.
The litany of dicks.
My whole conquest.
Been aside. So Luke and Steven, he says he's going to try harder.
Luke
and Lizzie
Steven.
Feels like they're more on track. And that's when she brings up her mom left her when she had kids. So she's like, that's why she wants to have kids so badly. And that's when I want to tell her she can do this on her own, but whatever. And then, y'all, there's a bunch of boring stuff that's basically like the middle of it's just like a Loverboy commercial and just saying that like Kyle and Amanda work so hard. That's great.
The merch is doing better than the actual product.
That's great. I'm glad Loverboy's doing well.
I want to see. I want to scoop where they go. Where they're having. They're like, let's say grace.
Yes, they're eating dinner, and Carl helped them make dinner. So yeah, Sierra's like, let's say grace.
And Sierra does a Father We Just prayer. Father, we just want to thank you for all of your blessings, all of your many blessings. Let bless this liquor to the nourishment of our bodies. Bless this lover boy as it quenches our thirst. Bless these pre-made hamburgers without buns to the keto-ness of our bodies. And hopefully we don't get the keto farts the next day. And these vegetables, none of us really want to eat them, but we're going to eat them anyway. I'd also like to say, think as our relationships, Hannah butts in. The ones you lie about.
Go, 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 go. Y'all. Okay. I am not a religious person anymore. I was raised Catholic. I'm not anymore. But I have my own beliefs, spirituality, and things like that, and believe in God. I do. But even I, when Hannah interrupted someone's prayer,
don't do that, guys.
Don't do that. That was like such a faux pas for me, and I gasped too.
You do not.
At least where we grew up, you do not do that. The reverence of if some, because even if I don't, let's say you're praying to Jesus or whatever, and
but that's their thing.
That is you're in the middle of your practice. I would never, ever, ever do that.
It was something. It was something.
But she said in the middle, she's like, pray for all the loved ones. And Hannah said, or the ones you lie about. And so Luke kind of was like, look, let's just go fucking talk and get this over with, because this will go well.
Cue screaming match. He says, I felt really bad about seeing you cry. And I really thought it was a weird thing to say
because it makes me think. So, are you sad that you actually hurt her and you're the one? Are you sad?
His feelings are important. His feelings are important about her seeing her cry.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Or is it just that? Yeah, that's what you wanted to say. Yeah. Your experience. Okay. Just checking.
He felt bad about seeing her cry. In other words, I need to tell you about how I feel about you hating my guts.
Yes.
That's, I'm telling y'all, this is fucking class president syndrome. And it's awful.
He even says, I thought we had a conversation of where we stood.
By the end, I will have you convinced by the end of this season that he's a terrible person.
Okay.
I really do believe that. After I watched season four, I thought he was a garbage person.
I'm not standing for him that I think he's wonderful, because I don't. Yeah. He is my least favorite person in the house.
Yeah, he's a terrible person. So... And also, he rewrites a lot of the history he's done. Besides, whatever you want to say about Hannah and what she thought.
I wrote that. Is this revisionist history on his part?
But whatever you want to say, he did.
Hannah is a complete mess in this. She's way into this.
And he knows how she feels about him. All it would take for him is to say, you know what? Really clean break. We're better off as friends. But I guarantee you, he has never said it to her.
Because if he just said to her, this is what, you know, this is.
And she would freak out. And she would say, I can't believe you're saying that to me. But at least it would be done. But that's someone with class president syndrome can't say that, because they want you to love them all the time.
Well, it's this thing with a lot of guys have, is they don't want to be a bad guy and be clear about their boundaries. Mm-hmm. And be clear about what they want. If he actually said, look, yeah, I led you on. I thought I wanted to date you. And honestly, my feelings changed. Then Hannah wouldn't be acting so quote unquote crazy as he's thinking she's acting. This is what happens to a lot of guys do this for women. They don't want to take responsibility and be clear. And then they're like, where is this coming from? Why is she so dramatic? Dude,
if they have an excuse to do that.
If you told Hannah, look, I'm just not at that. Because even Kyle says in a dick way, he's like, Hannah, he's just not that into you anymore. All Hannah is asking is for him to say, I was into you and I'm not into you anymore.
Right.
And he won't say that. Instead, he's trying to make her feel crazy and say, I never said that or acted like we were together, like a dick.
And instead of just saying that,
she would accept it. She would be upset, but she would be like,
right,
okay, I get it. She's just not ready.
She has the best insight here. And she said, he knows that I don't feel that way about him anymore. And I'm like a dog, and I'm like, my leash is off, and he doesn't like that. He's trying. That's why he's texting me every night.
Yeah.
And he wants the attention. He wants the quote unquote best friend. He's messaging himself. His messaging is, Hannah's my best friend, even though, as she said, I ejaculated in her mouth twice. And the thing is, you guys, with gay guys, we can be friends with gay guys who we do that with. I've done it. Not with this one.
No, you know, I have never slept. There are a lot of gay guys who have done that. And there are straight people that do that too. I've never slept, had a sexual...
And then been friends with them?
Any of my friends, never. Never. I've never crossed the line.
But no, what about this? Have you ever slept with them and then become friends later? That's what I'm saying.
Nope.
Really?
Never. Never. A lot of gay guys do it. I have not at all. A lot and tons.
What a prude you are.
Y'all, every lesbian I know has fucked all of her lesbian friends.
I agree. Yeah,
they
definitely.
They all have. But it's just something I've always kept separate. I don't think there's any right or wrong or a good way to do it.
It's just nature frigid. It's okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah, that's it.
It just means you have issues about sex.
Yeah, or it doesn't mean that your asshole feels like a used water slide.
You know what? Got no complaints ever.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Anyway, so they're fighting.
And wild.
They're fighting and screaming, and she walks away. She walks away!
She's like, you keep saying we were just friends. And
yep.
And she says, I can't look at you ever the same. And this where Luke, he
I
says
can't
later,
look at you.
He's like, I can't either. And then Hannah actually said, I can't tell if you're dumb or playing dumb.
Yeah, I like that too.
And I do think on Hannah's part, it is, and hopefully she can let this go. It's not about her. It's about Luke. And so what's going to kind of be her demise in this is if she keeps looking to Luke for a resolution. She has to find the inner resolution herself and then let him do whatever he wants to.
Hopefully the other women in the house will help her. Sierra, Danielle.
Sierra's a wise bitch. They need to listen to her.
Sierra said at the end, you know, when someone's going to yell at someone like that, that makes me think twice a little bit about Luke.
And so, that's what Luke's big fear was. Yep, that
no class president no more. I'm serious, y'all. Think back at your class presidents.
But see, the guys, even Kyle even says, and Kyle's not my favorite person either, but Kyle even says, well, she has feelings for you, and that clouds her vision. And I fucking hate it when men say, now, feelings do cloud her vision. But so many guys say, like, what he actually, the undertone of that was, she's in love with you, and she's crazy. That's what so many straight guys say, and it drives me crazy.
None of the guys really, this sounds rough. None of the guys just tolerate Hannah because here's why. She challenges them in their quote unquote masculinity, and she laughs at their kind of their performative aspects.
I agree. She makes fun of it. Dead on. That's dead on.
Yeah, and that's why in kind of a lot of ways they don't like her.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Because Hannah's a comic. Hannah's kind of observed.
Don't pull over.
Don't pull over. It's just an ambulance on my street.
Just toodles.
Just an ambulance on my street. Do-do-do.
What song was that?
Nightmare on my street.
That was not the...
Do-do-do-do. That's what it is. Do-do-do-do-do. That's what it is. Yeah. I went ring ding dong, ring a ding a ding ding dong.
That's not the Nightmare on Elm Street.
How dare you correct me?
No, that's not the theme at all.
You know what? You get one. You get one correction, you bitch.
It's something
this show
like,
is over. Do, 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 no, I already said do 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 do. I already did it. You don't need to correct it.
This is going to freak people out and scare them. Oh, this is a good thing. This is going to scare me listening to it.
I already told you what it was.
It's not right. I'm telling you.
Do, 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 do. I'm getting it to the key.
It's going to take too long to get there.
Do, 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 do.
All right. I'll deal with it later.
To the key. I'm right.
Oh well, I have to find it later. I think
fast forward it, bitch. Now we're gonna do it. Now you're gonna prove me right. Get that phone back up there. Get that phone back up there. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go.
Exact key. Love being right.
No, the key was right. The melody was wrong. That's what I was trying to say.
No, it's the song. Must have been a nightmare on my street. That's what I was.
That song scared me. I couldn't listen to it as a kid. Y'all, that's the show.
Such a baby. You still can't even watch horror movies.
I'm scared now from listening to that, y'all. I'm sorry that we scared you. Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygazepodcast.com. If you're interested in listening to other Southern Charm episodes, you can go to a separate podcast, Sweet Tea, that will jump onto this feed next season when it comes
Don't go to realitygaze.com because that's porn.
It's not good porn. And We tried to buy it, and no one's gotten back to us. So,
oh well.
Oh well. That's our $20 we weren't going to spend. Anyway, y'all, you can find us on Cameo. You can find us on Instagram or Twitter. It's super important with all the name change and everything. If you're a fan of the show, go leave 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and write a review. We appreciate it. If you don't know what to write, you can always say, keep going.
Queens.
We appreciate that. And y'all, that was this episode of Summer House. And we don't have a sign off for this show.
How about?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
You know what?
Send it back.
Go make someone a sandwich.
Go get a sandwich.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.